a lot of talk today about quarterbacks, a lot of talk about West Coast quarterbacks, including the USC Pro Day, where Matt Barkley threw today. On the line with us, the publisher and founder of WeAreSC.com, part of ESPNLA.com. He's covered USC football for the last 16 years. Gary Paskowitz is with us. Gary, thanks for coming on the air.
Oh, thanks for having me, John.
You've been covering USC football for 16 years, and you just told me a minute ago you've been covering Matt Barkley for, what, 8 years, right, since he was in high school?
Yeah, we were involved in high school coverage out here, and he started as a 14-year-old freshman at Modern Day, which is one of the big programs out here. So this is a guy, you know, 4 years as a starting quarterback in high school, then 4 years as a starting quarterback at SC. This guy has played a lot of football.
Yeah. Tell me about Modern Day. They've produced some big-time quarterbacks over the years, right?
They have John Hewitt, Matt Leiner, two Heisman Trophy winners from the school, and then Barkley, and you remember Colt Brennan from Hawaii,
The
record-setting quarterback a few years ago. So, yeah, they do okay down there.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, what was Matt Barkley like as a high school quarterback and maybe as a young high school quarterback, freshman, sophomore, that age?
Yeah, amazingly polished. I mean, how many kids do you know, at 14 years old, what were you doing at 14? I know I certainly wasn't quarterbacking a big-time high school program.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of these kids that, you know, just so mature beyond his years. You hear that statement so many times, but he's been that way ever since we've been dealing with him. Just always stays above the fray, and you know, he is what he is. I know you guys have, I mean, you hear about him and the kind of person he is, and he's always been that way, just steady as a rock, a high integrity type of kid.
You know, you talk about the kind of person he is, and I was reading your preview of his pro day workout today, and one quote, one thing that you wrote got me. You said about Matt Barkley, there are no questions about his leadership and character. What do you mean by that, Gary?
Oh, he's the kind of kid he is. He's a kid who led missionary trips in the off season. Last year, took 16 teammates to Haiti. You know, he walks that walk. He's he leads campus you know, stuff on, you know, with other students. He's a three-time captain at USC, the first three-time captain in USC history. When you're talking stuff like that, you're talking those intangibles. You know, if you're an NFL franchise and you're looking for a guy to be the face of your franchise, to be a guy who's not going to be getting in any trouble, not going to be, you know, you're not going to be worried about him. You're talking about a guy like Matt Barkley off the field. You're just not going to get a better kind of guy than that.
Hey, Gary, you mentioned how, you know, he was on people's radar screens as a 16 or 14-year-old freshman in high school, and then obviously the last several years at USC. You know, I was contending on this show a couple of weeks ago that some of us and some observers, some analysts, may be suffering from Barkley fatigue when it comes to analyzing his pro prospects. He's been around so long that in some respects people maybe have heard too much of him, and maybe they kind of look for flaws. Is that accurate?
I think there's a lot of merit to that statement. Yeah, you know, especially when he was the headline guy coming into last season, and then things didn't go really as well for the Trojans, obviously, during the year, and a lot of that got put on Matt's shoulders, and then he has the injury at the end of the year. And so this has been kind of a guy all throughout his career where there hasn't been a ton of adversity that he's faced. And so now I think this is interesting because as this draft process has gone along, you know, people are nitpicking his game and then, you know, wondering, is his shoulder going to be strong enough? You know, where is he going to be in the draft process? You know, Smith has kind of established himself at the top guy of the pecking order. But that's why I thought today was so important for Matt to get back out there and show that the shoulder is good and get people start looking at the positive side of his game again. Because I think as can so often happen, you know, like you say, the fatigue sets in, and I definitely think you're accurate with that comment.
Talking with Gary Paskowitz, he is the publisher and founder of WeAreSC.com, part of ESPNLA.com. Well, Gary, you said today was important for Matt Barkley. You were there watching, I assume, on the sideline. How did he look? How did he throw today at his pro day?
Pretty darn well. I think he answered pretty much any question that anyone was going to have looking at his game. You know, I turned to the person next to me after three or four throws and said, you know, okay, I've seen enough. The shoulder was obviously strong. He was making the throws he needed to make. I thought he looked very nimble. You take into account that these are scripted plays that you've been working on for months, but that goes without saying because the arm was there. And I think that was the number one thing that he needed to show was that the shoulder is ready and he can make the throws. And you're already starting to hear some of the commentators coming out. I'm reading the Brock Heward article just a couple of minutes ago saying Matt should be the number one quarterback in the draft based on what we saw today. And I think that's really important because, like you say, after the fatigue, now there's a month left before the draft. plenty of time for people to start seeing the good side of Matt Barkley again.
And arm strength was questioned going into the workout today. How did his arm look as far as strength and the ability to make some tough throws?
You know, I thought it looked pretty good, but I've always liked Matt's arm. I've always thought he had a good, strong arm. The standard around these parts is Carson Palmer. I'm not going to say he has a Carson Palmer strength arm, but he's right below that, and I definitely think he's got a good enough arm, to be the kind of guy who's a first-round NFL draft choice. And where he goes in that, I don't know. But that was the number one question coming into the day, and I think if you're Matt Barkley, you walk out of today feeling pretty darn good about that.
You know, one of the I've seen a couple of different numbers, and I don't know what they mean, but 55 of 60 attempts or 56 of 62 attempts, a couple of drops that he had, he couldn't really help. But you'd have to think that that's kind of what he was looking at when he went into this, even though it was scripted. But you'd have to think that was the kind of performance Matt Barkley was looking to put up, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, it's always good with these pro day things. He has his own receivers. He was throwing to Robert Woods, guys he's been working with for years. But with that being the case, you better be good. You better hit on 55 of 60 throws. Like you said, there was a couple drops. There was a couple overthrows. And, it's a couple things you want to look at. But the vast majority of the people coming out of there looked at everything and just said, boy, Matt looked really, really good. And again, for those of us who have been following him for a long time, it was no surprise to see that Matt Barkley, because we've seen it so much in the past. But what I was happiest about in hoping for the best for him is that the shoulder was healed enough to do this.
Yeah.
Let's say if it hadn't been healed, then he'd be going to the draft process with those questions still out there. But I think what today did was kind of silence those questions. And anybody who's interested in Matt now knows, hey, the arm and the shoulder is okay.
Gary, what has Chris Wienke done to benefit Matt Barkley in the last couple of months that they've been working together?
Yeah, Matt gave him a lot of praise today. Well, what Matt really said was getting away from Southern California and getting down to Florida and the South. He was also working with Dr. Andrews in Alabama. But he said what Chris got him to do was just focus on what he needed to do. And really what I thought was kind of interesting, because there was so much attention to the shoulder, is Matt gave Wienke a lot of credit for the footwork. He said, getting the footwork in order, getting all that stuff down, that was something that Chris really perfected him with, and I was a little surprised about that.
Gary, when we were at the Combine late February and watching and listening to a Matt Barkley press conference there, one of the many things that impressed me about him was how he had no intention of accepting for himself some of the recent failures of USC quarterbacks in the NFL. He doesn't want to be painted with that brush, does he?
That was interesting. Yeah. That's Matt, though. That's he's going to be his own guy and marching by his own beat. And it's really a strange thing around USC parts is, the string of quarterbacks when they were at SC, they were as good as you're going to get.
Yeah.
But for some reason, in the last 10 years, it hasn't translated to the NFL. And I think Barkley's kind of sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, don't stick me with that. I'm going to be my own guy when this is all said and done.
Where would Barkley have gone had he come out last year with what appears to be one of the great quarterback draft classes of all time?
Boy, I've looked at that a lot. I would think he would have gone the number three quarterback. I think he would have gone ahead of Tannehill is my read. I don't know if he would have gone ahead of Luck or RG3. Those are two pretty special guys. But at the end of 2011, Matt was a pretty special guy in his own right. And there was a lot of people who liked him. So I think he would have been the third guy taken in that top 10 round. And I think it's going to be fascinating now as we see what happens. Because I think before today, you wouldn't have found too many people who said Matt was going to be in the top 15 of this draft. But after what happened today and after what you're starting to hear, I don't know that that's not a real possibility right now. I think it's definitely secure that he's a first rounder. It's just a question now of how high is he going to go.
Gary, the Buffalo Bills sit there with the eighth overall pick in the first round of the draft in about 5 weeks. What kind of a fit do you think that might be given, the weather conditions in Buffalo, playing in this weather for at least a couple of games a year, and the fact that the Bills, are in need of a major influx of talent? How do you think he'd fit in here?
I think that'd be a really good spot for him at the number eight spot. It's always hard to judge the weather. Matt's never been in, he's been a Southern California boy all his life. He's never really been exposed to that. I know the last SC quarterback, Southern California kid, who went up to Buffalo, Rob Johnson, that one didn't work out quite as well.
Not really.
So you got to hope for Matt that you guys get up there. But like we were kind of talking about earlier, boy, if you're looking at, I think the Bills are, from what I know, you're looking for a franchise type of guy, a guy that you can build around. And Matt Barkley is that kind of guy. If he adjusts to the weather, I would think you'd find yourself a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah. I want to ask you, too, about the receiver, Robert Woods. You mentioned him before. How did he look today? And there were some questions about his speed. Did he look like he maybe improved his draft stock with his performance today?
I thought Robert looked great. He had a one-handed grab on a ball that Matt overthrew a little bit. It was a streak route down the sidelines, and he overthrew it, and Robert just reached out with one paw and grabbed it. I thought it was interesting. He didn't run the 40. And what he said is that a lot of the teams that he's talked to have said, okay, you ran a 4.51 at the combine, and that was the electric time, but we had you hand timed at, you know, 4.46, 4.45. So we're fine. We don't have any questions about your speed. So he took that and said, okay, I don't need to run the 40 at pro day. So he decided not to run. But he was the primary pass catcher for Matt. No balls were dropped that were thrown to Robert. And I really think he's a guy, you know, that is going to sneak into the first round. If you're, I was talking afterwards, if you remember Curtis Conway, former receiver for the Bears.
Sure.
And he said, you know, this guy's is a pro's pro. Runs good routes, good fundamentals, sticks his face in the playbook, good work ethic. And so I really think if you're a team that's out there looking for a wide receiver and you're looking for one maybe late in the first round, I think you could do a lot worse than Robert Woods.
Gary, I read a report that said 31 of 32 NFL teams had representative scouts, and some of them had coaches there today, mostly because of Matt Barkley. Who do you think the one team is that was missing? Do you know?
Yeah, we know it was the Redskins.
Okay. So, all right. Well, they got two quarterbacks last year. I guess they're set.
It's not two quarterbacks, exactly. They're set. And by the way, speaking of the Redskins, I heard the report that Fred Davis is taking a trip up to Buffalo. Boy, a lot of people think a lot of good things about Freddie Davis in these parts.
Yeah, tell us about him. He's supposedly going to be around the complex here tomorrow. What can you tell us about him?
Very athletic tight end. A guy who was a receiver and running back in high school got moved to tight end at SC and ended up being a Mackey Award winner. Again, the vogue tight end in the league these days is a guy who can move, is a guy who's athletic, and a guy who can make plays, and that's Freddie D. Very, very professional kind of guy. So I think if you guys can get him, I think he'd be a good one.
See how that turns out. Gary, thank you for coming on the air with us. I know you've had a busy day out there, and you still got spring football practice, but we appreciate you taking a few minutes to be on the air with us tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, John.